The internet has created some interesting situations, and one of them is that Father Adriano Zandana and I were at the same retreat with this weekend. The retreat was actually done from one of the TV studios belonging to the community that we belong to, which is called Cansanova. So it came from one of the studios on the grounds of the center house of Cansanova, which is located in Cachoeira Paulista, Brazil, and then, of course, it was transmitted throughout the world. And so here I am in Boston, and Father Adriano obviously is in Cachoeira Paulista, and we both had the experience of the same retreat, which was communicated to us from the studio in Cachoeira Paulista, Brazil, and obviously throughout the world. So from that perspective, we actually attended the same retreat at the same time, Father Adriano in Brazil and me here in the United States. Hi, my name is Father Robert J. Carr. I am the administrator of St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, and I welcome you to our broadcast, which comes to you every single Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM, and you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, on Fridays, we bring to you Father Adriano Zandana, and he's continuing his series on temperance. This is the third in his series. So, coming to you again, also having the same retreat I have, all the way from Cachoeira Paulista, Brazil, here is Father Adriano Zandana.
Hello, dear Father Bob. Hello, my dear listeners. God bless you all. Father Adriano Zandana, back with you again to talk about the cardinal virtues. Today we are going to break down the cardinal virtue of temperance. Temperance has many different individual components. First, we're going to look at abstinence, which according to St. Thomas Aquinas refer to cutting back on food. St. Thomas quoted St. Augustine talking about resisting the temptation of gluttony. It makes no difference whatever to virtue what or how much food a man takes, so long as he does it with due regard for the people among whom he lives, for his own person, and for the requirements of his health, but it matters how uncomplainingly he does without food, when bound by duty or necessity to abstain. So what was St. Augustine trying to teach us? I've told you before that there is no magic number we can use to measure if we are eating too much. I said that the mail carrier clearly needs a much bigger breakfast than someone who sits at the computer, the whole day, because the mail carrier is going to use more calories. On the other hand, nobody needs to eat so much that they need to open their belt up by another hole. We also need to think about the people we live with. A male lion will eat until he feels like stopping with no regard to his own children, but temperance sets us apart from beasts. You need to make sure that your family is eating well, for example, and that those in your community are eating well. I really like to eat a nice big piece of chocolate cake, but if a person has a risk of diabetes in his family, in my family, for example, we need to take care not to eat too much sugar in front of this person, for example, that person. But St. Augustine goes on to talk about how much we react to hunger. Let me remind you, the first rule to understand virtues is charity, is love. For example, if you abstain from some food in order to avoid tempting someone that can't eat so much sugar, you are acting well, because you are acting through charity, preserving that people to fail, to make a mistake in order to see you and be tempted to eat that great amount of sugar as well. Charity is the rule, always. We are Christians, need to love as God has loved us since the beginning of our human life. Well, as I've said, St. Augustine goes on to talk about how we react to hunger. Let's face it, nobody likes feeling that humble in your gut, of course. But it's no excuse to get angry and take it out in other people. If the guy at McDonald's, for example, made a mistake on your order, you don't get permission to scream at him. He's making 100 burgers an hour. He's a person with his own life and worries, just like you, just like me. He's allowed to make mistakes now and then. So a business isn't just about eating right and taking care of those around you. It's about how you behave you when you don't have as much food as you want. When we are fasting, we need to be kind to people, because there are people, when they are fasting, they get angry against everyone and scream at people. This is not right. Charity in everything is our Christian rule. So the charity needs to run our lives, our daily lives. Well, when, for example, you go to an all-you-can-eat buffet, it's really easy to let that selfish inner child take over. You want to get your money's worth. So you pile your plate with food and go back 3 times and eat so much that you can barely stand up. And you leave half a plate of food that's going to get thrown in the garbage. A wise man once said, it's not called all you should eat buffet. But this is a perfect example of a place where you can start to exercise temperance. God wanted us to have pleasure, of course. So it's fine to enjoy your food. But God also gave us life and reason, and we need to respect those things as well. Do you give anything for Lent? Maybe you stop drinking beer or stop eating chocolate or cut out red meat for those long 40 days. Why it is so important to fast? Well, the main reason to fast is to gain control over your physical desires, over your inner child. St. Thomas Aquinas refers to fasting as the guardian of moral purity. Fasting helps you to control your base instincts. By exercising self-control over these uncontrolled desire to eat, to use food to find fulfillment, you begin to gain control over other instincts and desires that can lead you to make selfish and imprudent decisions. Even the ability to focus on caring for others is strengthened when we exercise proper self-control. Fasting obviously has spiritual benefits, but it also has health and social benefits. Through fasting, you can learn to control your selfish inclinations, in order to be able to be kind to others and resilient when facing great challenges, such as disease or loss. So, in order to live a meaningful life, there has to be more to life than feeling momentary pleasure. We can sometimes fall into the trap of satisfying the selfish desire to feel full or taste something delicious. But quite frankly, many of the truly important things in life require investments of time and effort. If we just focus on our personal instant desires, we ignore the greater things in life: marriage, friendships, justice, and, above all, God and faith. We cast aside our love for ourselves. Well, that is it for today. Next Friday, I'll be right here in order to break this cardinal virtue down a little bit more. God, I want to thank you right now, our amazing Father. Please, Lord, make us able to apply these teachings in our life. Make us able to live a virtuous life. We don't want to be slaves of sin anymore, Lord. Set us free from any slavery, from sin, of vices. Make us able to love. Make us able to take over our vices, take over the vices, make us able to control our inner child in order to be able to love, to obey you, to do right things, to make reasonable choices in our lives. Send upon us your Holy Spirit, Lord. Please give us the right understanding of this amazing virtue. The Lord be with you and with your spirit. May Almighty God bless you all, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you, Father Adriano. And of course, that's Father Adriano Zandana coming to us all the way from Cachoeira Paulista, Brazil, as he does every single Friday. He is continuing his series on the cardinal virtues. And of course, this part of the series has been on temperance. And we thank him for all his effort and everything he's doing to bring us this information to us, which we share across the entire world as Catholics united in the one faith. So even though, as I've talked to you before, Father Adriano is entering into the spring season, as we enter into the fall, we are in the midst of the fall season, he's in the midst of the spring season. We're looking forward to winter, he's looking forward to summer. But even though we're in different parts of the world, we all share the same belief in Christ, and we all share that one belief that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and we share that as people called to have that relationship with Jesus Christ. It's the unity we have in the Catholic Church. It's the unity we have as people of faith, and it's something we celebrate every single day. And by the way, don't forget, you can actually hear Father Adriano Zandana singing in English through a YouTube video, which you can find at CatholicAudioMedia.com. Have a blessed weekend. We've updated CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can now contact us directly here at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. You can donate to the program through several of our online donation portals, and you can read our blog with material that often supplements our radio program. You can, of course, listen to the voice of St. Anthony Parish every day, so check out the new CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com.